The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
And welcome back in for a few final thoughts. A few different topics to touch on in this last segment. In Florida, you've got the Tallahassee mayor, Mayor Gillum, running for governor in Florida as the Democrat nominee. Now, he's a guy that is facing a federal investigation for potential corruption charges. He's a guy who's been playing the race card against Ron DeSantis, the Republican congressman, for using the same wording that Democrats have used with reckless abandon about we shouldn't monkey with the economy. They tried to turn that into a racial issue, while, again, people from Barack Obama and a whole host of other Democrats have used the exact terminology. But, of course, it's racist if a Republican says it. It's okay if a Democrat says it. Well, now we learn that Tallahassee has seen their murder rate spike 52% under the mayor, Mayor Gillum, who now wants to be Governor Gillum. If you can't run Tallahassee, why would we expect somebody to be able to run the entire state of Florida any more effectively to, you know, push back against crime any more effectively than in that same town to be able to try and do it all across the state? Same thing really runs true here in Tennessee. You've got Carl Dean, who is running for governor, and his record as a mayor of Nashville was decidedly left-wing. He has not been able to speak to safety and security issues. He wanted to make Nashville a sanctuary city, bring in more illegals, you know, promoting violations of the law, selectively, if it helps politically. And we look at the vast increase in murder and crime and violence in Nashville under Democrat leadership. It's not quite as bad as Chicago, but it's on pace, particularly when you look at the population differences. So the same Democrats, whether it was Phil Bredesen as mayor and Carl Dean as mayor and the current mayoral administration, and certainly wouldn't want to expand across our state. So having seen how Democrats run things in Nashville, just from a safety, security standpoint, just from the education gap that's arisen in Nashville, as some folks are getting a decent education, most are not, and people are fleeing the education system in Nashville and Davidson County, fleeing into the suburbs. Based on the track record of Democrats in Nashville, why would we go on to get them elected into statewide office, whether, again, it's Phil Bredesen or whether it's Carl Dean? And hopefully folks will look at the records of these individuals rather than the rhetoric as we head closer to November and casting votes. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report. And if you'll go to TennesseeStar.com, you'll find links to that story and others that we're chatting about today. We'll be back again tomorrow.